Hi, this is Ann Cavera with another episode of Speeding Past 80. And this week's episode is called A Last Look at Lent. Lent's over. We've celebrated Easter. The leftovers from Easter dinner are gone. Parents have scrounged through the kids' Easter basket for the last of the jelly beans. They've thrown out that little green grass stuff. Daffodils are blooming, trees are budding. We're watching the earth transform from winter into spring. This burst of new life is an amazing thing to see. Meanwhile, this seems to be the perfect time to take one last look back at Lent and ask, did anything happen during Lent that transformed me? The season of Lent, with its focus on fasting, almsgiving, and prayer, has always been my least favorite Christian tradition. For one thing, growing up as a Baptist, the only Lent I knew about was the fuzzy kind that came out of the clothes dryer. After Jim and I married, I really, really tried to practice Lent. I embraced the idea of growing in the art of self-discipline by sacrificing something small. After all, I could enjoy whatever I gave up for a few weeks as soon as Easter came. One year, a friend and I were talking, and she asked, "What good is Lent if we can hardly wait to get back to where we were?" I had to agree. For years, though I tried to honor my Lenten sacrifice, my success was, well, let's just say, uneven. Would it be wrong if I ate leftover meatloaf on Friday instead of throwing it away? Wouldn't it be more in keeping with the spirit of Lent if I didn't waste food? Well, this year, Lent was different. I did not give up any specific foods, though I did observe the fasting on Ash Wednesday and Fridays. I've mentioned before, this year for Lent, I gave up TV. In the beginning, I wondered how I could get along without Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. The same friend I mentioned earlier said Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune might not count as TV watching because they keep our brains sharp. I pointed out that an hour a day watching game shows 6 days a week would be more than 300 hours a year. After 300 hours a year for many years, by now I should be a genius, which I am not. And then there's the Antiques Roadshow. If I didn't watch, how would I know if somebody brought an old piece of junk actually worth a fortune? What if I had that same piece of junk in the garage and I never knew it was worth thousands, just because I missed some episodes of Antiques Roadshow? The dreaded fear of missing out, often known by the initials FOMO, almost made me pick up the remote. After all, would an educational show about antiques really count as TV? I spent the first few evenings in my living room chair with Smokey the cat curled up on my lap, while I fought the urge to just push that little button. I persevered. The TV remained off. After a few days, strange things began happening. I sat with Smokey, stroked his fur, and relaxed. Could it be that peacefully sitting with the cat could be more refreshing than watching TV? The bottom line is I made it all the way through Easter Day and beyond with no TV. I've come to enjoy the quiet, the peace, the serenity. Though when storms were due to come through on Tuesday, I did watch the weather for 15 minutes. You see, that was a personal safety issue. That did not count. After 57 years of marriage, my husband passed away last November. So when Lent began in mid-February, I was still pretty much adrift. Often I wandered aimlessly through the house during the day, so overwhelmed I didn't know where to begin. I'd go to the store for little or no reason and spend an hour wandering aimlessly up and down the aisles. I just did not know yet who I was without Jim, and that's still often the case. Having these weeks of peace and quiet have gone a long way to helping me come to terms with life alone. Who knew petting a cat could be a perfectly legitimate reason not to feel guilty about doing nothing? I'm gradually finding my way. I write notes, read, jot down ideas that come to me while I'm petting the cat. Here it is, Soon to be a week after Easter, I'm still not watching TV. I like the quiet. Smokey curls up in my lap as soon as I sit down. Not watching TV with a cat asleep on my lap has been a time of healing and comfort. It's been a good Lent. Thanks for joining me. This is Ann Cavera with Speeding Past 80. Oh, and I have a book out. It's for teens ages 12 and up. It's called Ride a Summer Wind. There are reviews on Amazon. Take a look. Thank you.